This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
One of the most common things human beings are suffering from these days, especially these days, is feeling of sadness, worries, anxiety, depression, restlessness. Is the answer in the Quran? The answer is yes. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirmed that we do have this feeling. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says a human being was created. It's an inner character in us, halu'a, restless. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا. When shar, evil, things are uncomfortable, come to our life, we despair. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. And when Allah gives us, and we live in a comfortable life, or whatever we want, Allah gives us, then we become more miser, and we forget Him. And then Allah says, إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ, except those who are consistent in their salah, and their prayer. So the fact that we have this feeling of restlessness inside us, anxiety, worry, I have an exam tomorrow, I have an interview tomorrow, I'm going to have a delivery tomorrow, something that I don't know, it's usually of the unseen or of the future. Sadness is also there, and fear is there. And amazingly, fear, even the prophets themselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentioned that feeling, the feeling of fear is natural. And very repeatedly we read it when we come to the story of Sayyidina Musa. Subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَلَهُمْ عَلَيَّ ذَنْبٌ فَأَخَافُ أَيْ يَقَاتُلُونَ. He was telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah told him, go and ask or invite the people of Pharaoh to worship Allah, he said, I am scared, I'm worried, I have committed a crime, I've killed one of them, and I'm afraid they will kill me. So even Sayyidina Ibrahim, Khalilur Rahman, the most beloved human being to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the closest, and Abul Anbiya, the father of the prophets, and the one who brought Tawheed and practiced Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had this feeling, natural. So when he saw the angels coming in the form of human beings, and when he offered them food, and when he saw their hands is not coming to the food, he became afraid. فَلَمَّا رَأَى أَيْدِيَهُمْ لَا تَصِلُ إِلَيْهِ نَكِرَهُمْ وَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفًا. He rejected this action, and he started feeling afraid. The mother of Sayyidina Musa, a mother, when she loses her baby, she becomes sad. وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهِ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. When Allah told her, throw him in the river, don't be afraid, don't be sad, meaning it is natural. And our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and the famous story when he left Mecca, actually, in his migration journey to Medina with Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and they were in the cave, and then the disbelievers, he saw their foot. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr, as-Siddiq, was afraid. Afraid. And he looked at him and says, Ya Rasulallah, if they look down, they will see us. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam responded, لا تحزن, don't be sad, إن الله معنا, Allah is with us. And the same thing Sayyidina Musa, when in the most fearful moment, when all Pharaoh and his soldiers behind him, and the most strong believers with him, just believed, and they are so strong, but when they saw Pharaoh and his soldiers behind them, he said, إنا لمدركون, they told him, they're going to catch us. And they felt afraid. And he said, Kalla, no, inna ma'ya rabbi sayadeen, Allah is with me. Feeling sad, feeling anxiety, feeling down, feeling restless is absolutely normal, natural. But what should we do about it? Two things, quickly. One from the Quran and one from medicine. Should we go and see help? The answer is yes. If that feeling is becoming so big that it is crippling our life, that I cannot function, I cannot serve, I cannot do my work, I cannot be a mother, I can't be a father, then I need to seek help, whether it's a counseling or medications. In fact, that's what our deen tells us. We take the means, نأخذ بالأسباب, but we don't believe that the medicine or the counselor is going to heal me. We believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the healer. وَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ As Sayyidina Ibrahim said, when I get sick, he, Allah, will cure me. But Allah will make the medicine or the counseling sessions works. So this is one. But the most important thing, the answer is in the Quran. Also, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ It's an amazing verse. Verily, by the remembrance of Allah, hearts will feel serene, will feel calm, the fear will leave. And this is something we have to get used to. It is not only when I feel sad, I'm going to run and remember Allah. If I am constantly in the remembrance of Allah, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ones that Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, the morning adhkar, the evening adhkar. I make part of my day reading one page of the Quran, more or less, but it's part of my day. Then in general, when I run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firru ila Allah, run to Allah, I'm going to feel much better. And one hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and he taught us how to also fight or avoid worries is as-salah ala al-Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the famous hadith of Sayyidina Ubay, he narrated the hadith when Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he was talking to him, and how much of my time I do salawat or blessings, send blessings to you. And he said, 1/4, 1/3. And he said, how about if I do all my time? And he said, then tukfa hammak, then you will have nothing to worry about. So let's all learn the following. These feelings are norm. These are natural. Sometimes it becomes major, becomes bigger. It affects our daily life. At this point, we're going to need to go and get help. But the number one answer is in the Quran. Whenever you feel afraid, pick up the Quran and read a verse. Even if you don't know the meaning, keep reading. Allah will put this feeling of serenity. Allah is as-salam. Allah is peace. And He has the peace. And He's the source of peace. And if I want to feel peaceful or I want to feel in peace, I'm going to go to the source of peace. And that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.